It was a regular weekend. Woke up on the Saturday morning, very, very lazy. It was already 11 a.m. Went and spoke to mom, had a cup of coffee, again slept for some time. When I woke up again, it is 1 o'clock. Had the brunch and just walked here and there. Watched TV for some time, and the Saturday is over. I thought I will take rest on Saturday, and that was rest. After the whole day, I thought I did not rest myself. I arrested myself at home. Ladies and gentlemen, the time just flies when you just spend time without doing anything. And then we say, oh my God, the weekend just cruised away and we could not just spend much of time over the weekend because, you know, the weekend was very quick. Have you faced the problem? Are your weekends very quick as well? My weekends were really, really quick. Till I found out a way to ensure that the weekend is not really going quick. Let me tell you this. One of the same Saturday mornings, I woke up at 8:30 a.m. I had to go to the Toastmasters Club because I had enrolled for a speech. I visited the Toastmasters Club on time. It was difficult because every Saturday I was used to wake up by 11 a.m. but that day I had to wake up at 8:30 a.m. I had committed myself, so I had to get up, and I got up at 8 o'clock, got ready, left home by 8:30, and I reached the venue on time. Waited for my slot. When I got my slot, I went to the stage, and that speech was 7 minutes. When I spoke for 7 minutes, when I was on stage, I was focusing on every word that I spoke. I was focusing on every intonations I'm making. I was focusing on the reaction of the audience for every word that I uttered from my mouth. When I thought about it later, those 7 minutes where I completely got involved in the job I'm doing right there, I am getting the best out of my life. What I mean is this. In those 7 minutes, I have lived my life microsecond to microsecond, observing every aspect of things around me. But when I was at home, time moved on, hours by hours. But when I was on stage and speaking to people, the time moved second by second, because my observation was very, very specific. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do something you're passionate about, when you are focusing on the work you're doing, you look at the minute aspect of that work. When you do that, you are living your life second by second, at times microsecond by microsecond. At times you don't know how the time passes. At times you don't know how the days pass by. At times you don't even know how years passed. When you just do random things which you don't like, or you just do things for the heck of it, that's how time passes by. But when you do things which you like to focus on, when you do things which you love to do, when you are enjoying life in bit by bit, that's when you enjoy every microsecond of your life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I have experienced. If you want to enjoy your life microsecond by microsecond, you got to do that work which grabs your focus to that extent. And usually that work which grabs your focus would be something which you're really passionate about. If you already know it, don't forget to do it. If you don't know it, don't forget to find it. And I will be back with a message like this every week, and I am so excited to talk to you. Bye-bye.